Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 21 April 2020. You are in for a treat tonight. We're going to talk to James Corbett. I'll tell you about James in a minute. For new listeners out there, man, I know who James Corbett is. Don't go away. You got a lot to, maybe a lot to learn tonight. And of course, we'll take phone calls as always. But don't forget, if you're listening on short tonight, it's because Melody Seastrom is paying for shortwave time for tonight on 6115. That's a true blessing, folks. We have a lot of listeners that listen on shortwave yet. A lot of them still don't have internet ways to listen. So thank you, Melody, for doing that. And Melody, folks, of all the times in the world to call Melody Seastrom, of all the times ever, now's the time to call Melody Seastrom about how to plan for something of stability in your future. And it's not paper. It's not paper. It's not paper. It's not paper. Believe me. You don't want anything on paper. It's worthless. Call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And do tell her I sent you over. But folks, I promise you, you won't talk about this. I mean that. And I mentioned last night that we had, by a shipping mistake, some extra Minuteman magazines this month. We generally don't send out hard copies. I usually get about a few for the church members. I take to them, but the rest of them are sent by via email. But we have some extra hard copies of the April's magazine. This is a health issue. It's about 50, 60 pages long. If you want a copy sent to you at no charge, you just call and give us your address. Do it as quickly as possible. 15 won't last long. At 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Call right away. Leave your name and address very clearly, please. Spell the hard words. Most of us went to public school. And tell Lisa, leave on the voicemail, that you want a copy of April's magazine. And I promise you, if we have one left, you'll get it, all right? But do that, please. And look, we're still offering, of course, Backyard Medicine, a book that I think is a phenomenal book that everyone should have a copy of, to learn what they have growing in their backyard that could be used for food or medicine. You know, we serve a great God. If you're a born again believer in Jesus Christ, and you know the scriptures, He created all things. And as Dr. Rodriguez says many times, if God didn't make it, it's not food. And that's a fact. So you may want to consider getting a copy of this book to learn what's behind you in your backyard you can eat, use for medicine. It's $18.95 delivered to your door. Along with that, order a copy of The Grand Design Exposed. You might learn a few things about how this nation was created and some of the strange things, like the place where Washington, D.C. was built was called Rome. And the guy that owned it was named Pope. Oh, yeah, this is all facts. That book is $12.95 delivered. Now, folks, these are two things that you might want to look at and see what's really happening in this world, and maybe understand a few more things that's going on. But those available here, along with other things we offer, like Vladimir toothpaste, mouthwash, Room, sleep, all that's available, folks. You can call us at the office. Again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Any questions, comments, you call and ask. If I'm not, I won't be in the office probably, but Lisa will find me, and I'll call you back. Of course, we're in the office every Thursday between 9 and 4 to take phone calls, but we'd love to hear from you. And I will say this very kindly. I know a lot of people right now are hurting. I mean, I know they're hurting. They're out of work. They don't know what's going to happen next. I understand that. So this is not by any means a way of trying to chastise anybody, but our donations have almost come to nothing. Almost done to nothing. And I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm just telling you that so you'll know. If we happen to drop off a station where you are, believe me, we didn't want to. And the people out there are hurting. I know that to be a fact. We're going to talk to the guy tonight that knows about this. We're going to talk to James Corbett. He's an investigative journalist, folks. He's been around a long time. Lectured at different colleges around the world in geopolitics. He started the Corbett Report, a website, back in 2007. And he writes on there about politics, society, history, economics. He's a well-rounded individual when it comes to understanding what's going on in this world. And being able to break it down in terms where you and I can understand it. And I do appreciate a man that can do that. And James Corbett, are you there?
I am indeed. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for joining me, my friend. I enjoyed the other day. I always enjoy it when you're with Melody. I'm there also. But the other day when I got to fill in for a little bit, I truly enjoyed that. You are not only a great interview, but you're interesting, but you're humble with it. And I like that. You speak on terms that regular people can understand. And I thank you for doing that.
Well, I thank you for the thanks, but it just comes naturally because I am not a journalist by profession or trade. I stumbled into this simply because about a decade and a half ago, I was sitting here in Japan watching the news unfolding about, at that time, 9/11 and the war on terror, and coming to realize that we were being lied to about so many things. And it was really just that sense of outrage at the fact that we were not being told so many vitally important facts that made me, for the first time in my life, think, well, I have to do something about this. So that's why I started the Corbett Report, and that's why I'm here doing this now. I am not a journalist by profession. I never expected to be doing this, but here I am. I guess I am a journalist by this point.
Well, you got tapped on the shoulder, partner. You're here now. But, you know, we have been lied to so much. And I'm still sometimes in awe how the American people fall right in line with another lie. And it seems like the bigger the lie, the more fall for it. I mean, it's just amazed me. This coronavirus hyped up hoax has shut down the world's economy. It's destroying businesses here in America. I mean, literally, businesses are going under, flat out under. 24-hour GM is going bankrupt. I mean, people that we thought were pretty good-sized businesses lost it because they can't keep up with it. And all the government knows to do is how to throw trillions of dollars at it and do this and do that. And nothing's working because the system is broken. But now we find out that oil has went below zero in value on the open market. I'm sitting back and scratching my head. I'm 71 years old, James, and I've never seen anything like this before, ever. I knew this would probably happen one day, but I had no idea they'd do most of it with the virus. Trumped up, hyped up. Not, I won't say the virus is trumped up; it's real. But to build it to such a hype that everybody's scared to death and people are actually losing businesses because of it. But I want you to tonight feel free to share your thoughts with us. But let's start off with the idea: what about the oil? What's that going to mean to the besides the oil workers, obviously losing their jobs? What's that going to mean to the world economy?
This is an exceptionally important part of what's going on right now, and I almost think that this is perhaps the actual crux of what's happening right now, rather than this virus that we're all being told to be mortally afraid of, as if it is an existential threat to humanity. That is not quite playing out with the data that we're getting so far. So what is this really about? Well, clearly, it is at least somewhat about the fact that they are implementing the complete and total medical martial law police state surveillance grid that they've had in mind for decades, if not generations. It is happening right now under our noses, not to the approbation of the crowds, but they're actually cheering it on, which is incredible to behold. But I think the underlying part of what's going on right now is that this is the perfect cover, the perfect excuse for the controlled demolition of the economy, which I think was always in the cards. I think the banksters who have created this system that we're living in, this monetary paradigm, are not stupid. They are many things, but they're not stupid. And they, of course, realize that the scheme that they've been running for decades now is a Ponzi scheme. It was always designed to fail at some point. But of course, there are different ways that it could fail. It could fail by a sudden and total collapse of confidence as people start to wake up and realize that this is all a Ponzi scheme. But that wouldn't be in a bankster's interests. So much better to have some sort of cover for what they're doing. And I covered this on my program recently with John Titus, who runs a YouTube channel called Best Evidence, who was looking at the way that the Federal Reserve's balance sheet demonstrably began rising in September of last year during the repurchase agreement market disruption, the repo market disruption that was taking place at that time. That's when QE4, quantitative easing round 4, really began. It had nothing to do with coronavirus, even ostensibly. That was what really was the trigger event for the craziness that we're seeing now economically. But the coronavirus has provided the disruption so they can shut down the entire global economy and blame it on a virus. Now, with regards to oil specifically, I hope your listeners are familiar with some of that history. But if not, back in 1971, when Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard, there was a very big question mark at the center of the international monetary paradigm, which at that time was based on the Bretton Woods Agreement that was derived from the end of World War II conference, that decided to peg basically the world monetary currencies would peg to the dollar, which itself was pegged to gold at the set $35 an ounce ratio. When that was depegged in 1971, specifically by Nixon, the question became, well, then what is the international monetary system based on? It's certainly not based on the dollar, which is based on gold anymore. Now it's just based on the dollar. So what's really backing this up? And that's when Kissinger, of course, a Rockefeller protege and emissary, did some diplomatic chicanery to come up with the petrodollar system, which essentially means that Saudi Arabia would agree to sell all of their oil in dollars, and of course all the OPEC countries would follow suit, and Saudi Arabia would take those dollars that they earn from their oil and recycle them through the U.S. banking system and with U.S. military purchases as well. And that has been essentially the cornerstone of the international monetary paradigm for the last four, five decades now. It is coming to an end, and I think negative oil prices are one sign that the petrodollar system is coming to an end. So I think we are witnessing the end of the dollar monetary paradigm. The dollar is the world reserve currency. It doesn't quite look like what I think most people would expect it to look like. It doesn't mean the dollar is collapsing as opposed against the other currencies. On the contrary, it means the dollar is taking off against other currencies, because now the other currencies are realizing that this thing, this dollar, which is being created out of nothing, well, they can just create as much of it as they ever want. All other currencies lose in that paradigm as everyone scrambles to get as many dollars as possible as everything else starts to collapse. And that's the way that this collapse begins. And ultimately, it will end with the crash of the entire monetary paradigm as it exists. And that might take months. It might take years. It could, I suppose, conceivably, they could kick the can down the road again somehow and for decades. I can't conceive of how that's possible. But we are living in strange times where negative interest rates and other such things are becoming possible. So it can happen. But I want people to understand that the international monetary order that has existed since the end of World War II really is coming to an end right now.
Wow. Oh, my. And you said so much there. And with the oil price going to negative prices, that you would think that would that's, of course, it's going to cost millions of jobs in the oil industry. But would that if we ever get a country open, would that spur the economy to go back on its feet faster because of fuel prices being cheaper?
I suppose it would, yes, because right now the essential problem is that there is a glut of oil. There's too much, quite contrary to what the peak oil people have been saying for decades now, that we're going to run out any day. No, the problem is there's way too much. They don't even have any storage space for anymore. And this is actually what caused that crash to below zero, is that there was some futures contracts that came due. Either they were going to have to sell those contracts on, or they were going to have to actually physically accept the oil. And since it was U.S., I can't remember the name of the organization that purchases these contracts, they only deal in paper. They don't even have storage capacity. They usually sell it on to airlines and other places that will actually use that oil at some point. But they, no one's buying it, so they just have to accept that loss, just eat the loss, essentially. And that's what plunged this the WTI index down into negative territory. But that speaks to the fact that, yes, there's just a wash of oil right now, and no one is purchasing. So if the magical flip, the switch was flipped, and suddenly the economy came totally back online, 100% back to where it was just a couple of months ago, then yes, suddenly there would be demand for oil again, and until the price adjusted, which probably wouldn't take very long, but at least there would be a little bit extra incentive there, and it would make operating costs cheaper at least for a week or two. No, I don't think anyone is expecting that switch is going to be flipped and everything will come back on. I think we are looking, as they keep telling us, at the new normal, and they'll start to perhaps open up the economy little by little here and there. They'll choose the winners and losers. Oh, you're essential. You can be flipped back on, but everyone else has to stay off. This is the way that this paradigm is going to work, that the government now is essentially in charge of the economy in every sense.
Well, obviously, they've been bailing the banks out now since September to the tune of billions of dollars a night, keep them afloat. And now they're putting $4 or $5 trillion into the American, supposedly back in the American business and people's pockets and infrastructure and all that. But James, this there's no money there. There's nothing really changing hands of value. It's all paper. It's all glitches on a computer. It's just a bip, bip, and it's money in your account. There's nothing there of tangible. You still there, James?
I am still here.
You lose, James? There. Okay. Okay, yeah. I mean, it's there's nothing there. I mean, they're just putting digits on computers. There's no money coming out to the people. I mean, it's nothing really flowing. It's just all paper and a facade. How long can you keep on putting in trillions of dollars into something into out there that's not worth anything before it becomes so inflationary that you can't afford to buy anything?
Well, given the fact that this is essentially a confidence game, in the real meaning of con game, it is a confidence game that has been played on the public for generations now, at least since the Federal Reserve itself was instituted. The real answer to that question, how long can they continue printing the zeros and have them mean anything, is until the public stops believing in the game, essentially. And there's no sign that the public is ready to start questioning authority. In fact, if anything, what we've seen in the last few weeks should show people that, unfortunately, a lot of the public is still under the spell. But if people really want to know about that confidence game in detail, I did a feature-length documentary called Century of Enslavement, The History of the Federal Reserve, that is available completely 100% for free at corbettreport.com/Federal Reserve. And there I have the transcript of the documentary, video and audio, basically detailing the Federal Reserve System, how it came into being, how it operates, and how they can just print the money out of nothing and are now explicitly monetizing the debt. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. This is total Banana Republic territory, but as long as people continue to believe in the system and people will continue to accept you as debt, then the system can perpetuate.
Folks, that's at CorbettReport.com/Federal Reserve. That's something worth seeing. So, but is inflation is inevitable, isn't it? I mean, there's no way to stop it now. I mean, do you see hyperinflation or do you see the opposite? I mean, what do you see coming with all this?
Yes, this is where it gets into territory that is not intuitive, because of course one of the problems during the Great Depression was the deflationary effect of the depression on, for example, commodities and asset prices. That is ultimately what we start to see in depression territory. It's because the trillions and trillions and trillions that are being added to balance sheets right now are being added to the reserve accounts of Federal Reserve member banks. They are not going into the productive economy. It's not like this trillions and trillions is ending up in the pockets of people who are spending them. If that were the case, then that trillions added to the monetary base would actually have an inflationary effect. But it is not. That money is getting parked in bank reserve accounts and not being put into the productive economy. No one is certainly making any big ticket purchases at this point. The economy is crashing to a halt in that direction, so there is no demand. And so it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's pushing on a string to add trillions to reserve accounts if it's not going through the economy. And that will actually cause commodities and asset prices to deflate as everyone tries to get as much their hands on as much dollars, cash as they can in order to stock up and sit on the sidelines for whatever kind of crash is coming, which again causes the dollar to go up and everything valued in dollars, which is essentially everything, to go down, which it can be kind of counterintuitive. But I think actually the pressure here is deflationary.
Okay, now, you know, that's an interesting point. I never thought that way before. But I would think, though, that because of lack of goods coming to the market now, I mean, price of meats went up and produce is going up because it's been, they're closing down the plants and the farmers letting their vegetables and fruits rot in the field. But I was thinking, along with the dollar being doled out by the trillions, that would add to the inflation too, but I guess not. That makes perfect sense. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, actually, I mean, you raise a good point. I'm talking about big asset prices, land prices and homes and things like that, but you're right. For example, in food specifically, which of course everyone wants and everyone needs, but the production side of that is being shut down right now with large meat packers and others being shut down. That is going to put a bottleneck on the supply for that. Obviously, the supply of food is going to be narrowed at this crisis time. So obviously food prices, especially for certain items, certain difficult to procure items, will go up for sure.
You know, about a month ago, I saw a minute video, a lady, I don't remember her name, from the FDIC, telling the people, leave your money in the bank. It's safe in the bank. Don't take it home, put it in a mattress, or hide it in the house. Leave your money in the bank. It's safer in the bank than it is in your home. When I saw that, I thought, wait a minute. If the FDIC is telling people, you know, more or less saying, please don't take your money out, do they see maybe a bank run coming? Could we see bank holidays coming up?
I really do see that as a potential for where this ultimately goes. Because, as I say, if this truly is a changeover in the world monetary system or a fundamentally tectonic event that's taking place right now, one has to imagine at some point they'll call the bank holiday and reopen, and who knows what comes out on the other side. But, you know, the dollar is now this special kind of dollar those old dollars, you'll have to turn them in, and it's worth, you know, 50 cents of the value of the old dollar or whatever it is. Those types of reevaluations, which again would have sounded crazy, absolutely unthinkable in any context, even just a few short months ago, suddenly it sounds like, well, that could be something that happens on the other side of this kind of event. I'm not saying necessarily that's how this will play out, but it certainly is one possibility.
Well, you know, even Trump's talked about it, defaulting on the debt. He's talked about that. And people have been saying about a global reset for a long time. You know, nations just more or less saying, I can't pay the debt and forget about it. And they're going to open up a worldwide currency of some kind so nations can deal on equal footing with each other with a currency of the same value. And maybe have local currencies in each nation. Is that a viable idea? I mean, do you think that could happen?
Yes, in fact, actually, that brings out another aspect of how this virus can be a convenient cover for things that were already in the offing. Now, of course, at first, it was absolute conspiracy theory, paranoid nonsense to suggest that this virus could have possibly been engineered in a lab. But now people are starting to entertain that possibility, but only under the one condition that this was, of course, engineered in the Wuhan by a Institute of Virology by Chinese researchers. So it is a Chinese virus, Chinese weapon. I'm sure we've all heard that kind of talk. One of the things that has been floated on the back of that is the idea, well, then we should default on the trillion plus dollars of treasuries that the Chinese government holds. We get to default on the debt to China because they caused all of this problem. So that's, I mean, one convenient way that this supposedly clears the decks of a significant portion of the national debt. So it does play into that as well, which I found interesting. But yes, I mean, ultimately, debt defaults, debt jubilee of some sort, but probably not for you and me. Probably on the international monetary level, of course.
That would destroy what's left of the wealth of the people, I'm pretty sure. That would just about take us all down to basically nothing. Of course, I believe it's also the part of the plan also. But now, we've seen in the past, in history, wars start because of financial situations, and they recovered up for some other reason. Oh, well, they did this and they did that, but actually it's for money and ways to gain assets of other nations. Do you see that as a possible situation coming up here with this?
Sadly, I do. And I've been talking for years about the eerie parallels that we've seen in the last several years to the lead up to World War One, where we had the UK as the, you know, the British Empire at that time was waning, but still dominant in the world, world economy, in world military, control of the seas, all of that. But it was facing the rising threat of Germany, which at the time was still a relatively young nation and was rising and was clearly becoming a competitor to British interests. And that is one of the key factors that led to World War One. And I have seen the eerie parallels that we've seen in our age of the American Empire at its zenith, but perhaps in its waning phase, and we see China rising up. And that tension there has been a military tension there for a number of years, but I've definitely seen that growing. And in fact, I am in the process of a documentary series I'm working on, which would culminate, and I wish it was out already, because really it would be very relevant right now. But the final part of that documentary series is essentially about how China is going to be positioned as the boogeyman for the pretext for a World War III type scenario, whether that's a Cold War or a hot war, cyber war, bio war. At any rate, war with China is clearly in the offing at some point here. And I see that in a specific context, because I see, for example, the Cold War of the 20th century, the defining Cold War, Soviet Union versus America, was engineered in a number of ways, that the Soviet Empire basically could not have existed or lasted as long as it did without actually the explicit support of key elements within America and other places in the Western world that actually needed and wanted to create that boogeyman so that they could A, terrorize their own populace at home based on the back of the Red Menace, and B, justify the incredible expenditures on the military-industrial complex. Well, we need a boogeyman for the 21st century, and the war on terror hasn't quite played out the way I think it was intended to, so the next boogeyman will be China. And as a result, we've seen for decades, in fact, since the Nixon administration and Kissinger going to China and all of that, we have seen the deliberate building up of the Chinese dragon of the past couple of decades. It didn't just come out of nowhere. There was a concerted effort to lay the financial infrastructure for it. So I think it's a manipulated conflict. But at any rate, I think the conflict itself will be real. And I think Chinese war is in the offing.
Well, you know, if this turns into a hot war, it's probably going to go nuclear. And then let's face it, no one can win a nuclear war. I mean, you might wipe out more people, but no one wins that war. And God forbid that happen. But it is prophesied this could happen. So I'm not going to get in the Bible, Mike, although I'm a pastor, but I will tell you that it is prophesied this could happen. And America is going to be hit hard, if I understand prophecy right. But now, with all this, you know, you mentioned empires, and America has become an empire. I know we don't want to hear that, people. I realize that. We don't like the idea of thinking, oh, we're an empire. We have become an empire. We forced our will on many, many, many nations. Of course, we always made them look like the bad guys. I don't care who it was, Gaddafi or whoever it was. We forced our will on those nations for their wealth, for their oil, for whatever they had. Or they dare stand against a new world order and they want to make their own money and back up by gold. We can't have that. People, that would ruin the dollar hegemony. So they can't have that. So they would go to war to take that little nation out because they're in the way. So, but empires, and hang on to the break, James. Got a lot more to talk about. Don't go away, all right? And folks, back at the break, if you want to take a phone call, make a phone call, you can. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You got a good guy that has questions tonight. He has about all the answers. Don't go.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back here talking to James Corbett. CorbettReport.com. CorbettReport.com. Check it out. This man is absolutely a walking encyclopedia of what's happened going on. And he's already told you, he didn't mean to be a journalist. He was kind of lured into it because he couldn't stand to see people being lied to any longer. We were talking before the break, though, about America becoming an empire and what we've done to other nations and we stretched our budget to the point where we're trying to conquer the world. We broke ourselves doing that. Not only financially, but we're taking out some of the young people. And James, I don't remember where we left off on that, but do you have any comments on that?
I believe we were talking about the idea of America as an empire and what
that means. Yes. And empires all come to bad end, don't they?
Unfortunately so. I mean, this is the cycle that has existed for many, many millennia. And it seems like we're living through that cycle once again. But I actually see that in the bigger picture, because I think this is failing upwards. Because one of the greatest tricks that I think the misleaders has managed to accomplish is to confuse America with the government, and to say that the government is America, and thus the people of America are tied to the government, and they have something invested in it. That's, I think, the trick, is to get people to believe that they are part of this American empire, which in fact is an empire of corporations and banks and connected crooked politicians that really doesn't represent the American people. I mean, it's ridiculous. American foreign policy for decades has been ruled by people like Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski, people who, I don't know, they don't seem like the most all-American kind of apple pie. I mean, clearly speaking with foreign accents and what have you. I mean, the idea that the American empire is fundamentally about the American people is where the trick occurs. And unfortunately, the plan all along has been, at some point, just like the controlled demolition of the economy, controlled demolition of the American empire, to fail upwards into the new global system. There may be intermediary steps. It may be a regional system at first and then moving towards global. But at some point, America, as the world unitary superpower, had to come to an end in order for the new world order to come into existence, which has always been the plan of these people who have been puppeteering or using America as kind of a host. It's like a parasite invades the host and then starts using that the resources of that host to multiply and grow its own power, and then ultimately breaks out of the host and flies away. That is the image of what has been done to America. And so I want the American people to understand this is not about America, the American people. This is about the empire, what has been built on the backs of the American people.
Well, you know, I've written a few books, and one of the books I put a chapter in there, and I think you can find this, folks, on newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com. America, victim of war. America, a victim of war. And I went back in the history, looked at the Civil Wars, backed up to 1812, I think, and went to come from there, on wars that we were conned into. We were lied into. World War II is no longer even a challenge. We were conned into it. Pearl Harbor was known about before it happened. We know that. Of course, I'm a Vietnam era veteran. The Gulf of Tonkin never happened. I mean, we've gone on and on about being lied into wars. But because empires have to have wars to further their empires. But I read an article today that the gentleman wrote it, really made a good point. He said, our young people think they're dying for the country. They're giving their life for the country. But actually, they're giving for the government. It's not our country. It's not America, as you said. It's the elite that run this country. They're dying for the government's, for the empire's cause. They're not dying for America. America is you and I, James. People that want to be able to live in peace and live free and take care of families and nurture the next generation. But they're not dying for that. They're dying for the world powers, for the wealth. I didn't know till after I come home. I saw when I was stationed in Thailand, in Udorn, Thailand, and Cameron Bay, and small sites outside there when I was in the military and communications. And I know for a fact they packed drugs in body bags, heroin to be exact. And I knew that they flew it around in C-130s, and I knew the CIA was behind it. But I was so ignorant. What do you know? 20 years old. Yeah, you know, about anything. I really thought, well, we're the good guys, so must be doing something good with it. I didn't know that the people were lining their pockets, the wealthy were lining their pockets, at the expense of a lot of my friends who died in Nam. I'm a diabetic because Agent Orange fried my pancreas. I didn't know all this. I really thought I was doing my nation a service. I really did. So when I found out I was lied to, it made me angry. But folks, this is not something we should need to look into, and we have to be honest with ourselves before we can face the truth. But when the truth is out there, and you don't want to see it, and you say you're an honest man, but you see the truth and ignore it, you cease being an honest man or an honest woman. You become a coward at that time, a moral coward. And all you're doing is hiding from the facts, which will in turn cause your nation, your family to pay the price for what you like to do. Your nation will fall faster. I mean, this is phenomenal. I don't want to start getting preaching.
You raise an important point that I want to pick up on, people sometimes hear criticism of the American empire's actions around the world and the American military as criticism of the people who are victims of that empire, including Americans themselves. But that is not the case. I have sympathy for the people who ultimately end up feeding themselves into the meat grinder
because they
genuinely believe they are doing a good thing. They believe in everything they've been told about, you do it for the flag and the country and you're doing it for your people. But it's ultimately about an agenda that has nothing to do with them because they have been lied to, quite explicitly lied to, time and time and time again. So I did a short piece, 20 minutes or so, about 2 years ago called Debunking a Century of War Lies. People can find that at corbettreport.com/warlies, all one word. Just type that into your browser and watch or read or listen to that piece that I did where I go through World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Six-Day War, Gulf War I, Gulf War II, all of these wars and document all of the lies that were sold to the public in order to motivate them to participate in those wars. And you find time and time and time again, good, well-meaning people feed themselves into the meat grinder in order to serve an agenda that is not theirs. And it's important we recognize that.
The CorbettReport.com, and what was the rest of that?
CorbettReport.com/warlies.
Okay, and is it the Corbett Report or just Corbett Report?
Either one will get you there, actually.
Okay, gotcha. All right. The Corbett Report, I got to see that, .com/warlies. And we're going to take a few phone calls in a second, folks. Hang in there. We'll get to Jerry and all of you. 844-769-2944. One more quick question. We're watching, I can't explain it, oil worth nothing, the commie going under, 25, 30 million people lost their jobs that we know of. Businesses are crashing because they can't survive this shutdown. I never thought I'd live to see a day when I have to get permission to get my hair cut. They shut down the barber shops. I mean, I mean, this is all new to me. This is like being in a movie somewhere. But we're seeing all this happen. But the market is still 23,000. Gold and silver are struggling. I mean, they're up, but they're struggling. What's going on here?
I think what we are seeing right now is the revelation of the lie that we've been sold for many, many decades now, that the stock market somehow is the economy, or is at least a good bellwether for the economy, which clearly, I mean, it may have been true at some point in the past. It clearly is not true anymore, explicitly so since 1987 when in the Reagan administration they set up the President's Working Group on Financial Matters, which is called the Plunge Protection Team, colloquially, and which literally goes into the markets specifically to make sure that there's never any crash that they don't want to happen anyway. If they don't want it to happen, it won't happen. And that's on the record. But for the last few decades, the stock market is not mom and pop investors anymore. It is 90%+ now institutional investors with billions of dollars, hedge funds and pension funds and what have you. And what is happening in the stock market does not reflect economic activity or the underlying economic health anymore. And no better example, I saw a meme going around on social media recently. It's a image from Jim Cramer's show. I believe he's on CNBC these days. At any rate, everyone knows Jim Cramer, I'm sure, Mad Money. There was an image from his show where at the bottom, the chyron on the bottom of the screen said something about 22 million Americans have lost their jobs in 1 month or something. But in the background, he was showing a graphic of the stock market going up and up. It's a great time to buy stocks or something. That in one image is the exact is the lie in a nutshell. They tell you that the stock market somehow is reflective of economic health when in fact it's the exact opposite. It's completely detached from reality.
Well, you know, look at Venezuela having record stock market highs of people eating rats in the streets. I mean, look at that. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Folks, we got to quit look at the market. It's a bag of tricks. It's hot air. It's not real. It isn't real. One more quick question and we'll get the phone calls. Melody Seastrom is a good friend of mine. I've dealt Melody for a lot of years. She's been very good to me in the ministry and she's treated myself and family very well. And because of her and Bob Chapman, back in the 90s, I started purchasing what I could and a little bit of gold and silver. I made a living. I reared three boys and got through school, but I never had much money to spare. So I'd buy a silver dollar here or 10 of them there or whatever I could afford to buy. And because I did that, I was able to pay off the house and property 17 years early. And I was thrilled with that because when silver, I was buying it, started at $3 an ounce. I sold it when we got to about 13, about 12, it was. I sold it and paid off the house and everything. It felt so good. But precious metals now, what would you tell people to do if they can? They get stored food and water filters, whatever else they may need to exist on. When it comes to precious metals, what's your advice on that?
Well, I certainly recognize that for thousands of years, precious metals have been a store of value, and that is unlikely to change regardless of whatever's happening in the phony baloney paper markets at this moment. But I would also say that it is important to understand that any monetary system of any sort is only as good as the community behind it. And we have to have people who are knowledgeable about the precious metals markets, why it's important to have precious metals, the actual value of precious metals. It's important for that understanding to be there and to be trading with people who have that like mind and are involved in that, which is why it's always been my for the last decade plus, I've been talking about the need to create communities of people who understand this economic charade that's playing out right now and how to really get around it so that we can form communities that will trade and will be what sustains us through whatever is happening in their phony baloney paper world. As it collapses around us, we'll have the community that will sustain it. So I think absolutely it is important to have precious metals. It's also equally important to have people who are aware that precious metals have actual value. And unfortunately, I think we've all seen the videos of people, for example, trying to say, well, would you rather have this $100 bill or this ounce of gold? And people saying, well, I'd rather have the $100 bill, because they literally have no conception of the value of precious metals at this point. So we need to raise awareness and understanding of that as equally as much as we need to be preparing for it ourselves.
Very well put, very well put. And I'll get the callers, I promise. One more quick question. Trump said he's going to sign an executive order to stop all immigration. Now, there's a lot of things that could imply, I assume. But I know for one thing, if he stops all immigration, even legal immigration, like with green card, temporary visas, whatever, to work in the fields, who's going to reap the harvest in this country? I mean, could this affect us if he does that? Literally, I mean, I'm all for limiting immigration and doing it the right way. I mean, make him do it legally. We missed that ballpark a long time ago. But him stopping it, what could that mean?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, it will obviously have significant effects on the economy, but given that the entire economic situation has been completely ground to a halt, I mean, it's just one of a thousand different factors going on right now. I think the real problem is that, don't worry, the governments are going to put in borders, but the borders are not going to be the kind that people have been asking for. They're going to be not just international borders, they're going to be internal borders and checkpoints, because as we've all been hearing in this new normal of the post-virus world, you're going to have to prove your immunity in order to do anything, to travel on public roads, to enter public buildings, to use public transport. You're going to have your immunity passport. Papers, please, will be a real thing in the very near future. They're already doing it in a number of places, including in China right now, and that is coming to the U.S. and everywhere
else.
Yes, it
is.
And that, to me, is the scariest part of it. Don't worry, there will be borders. There will be more borders than you ever have seen before in your life. They'll just call them immunity checkpoints or something like that.
Yeah. Well, the article here from Zero Hedge by Robert Bridge says, sooner or later, Americans will have to choose between freedom and microchip vaccines. And what you're saying, they'll have to have that to prove that they've been vaccinated before they can go anywhere. Now, folks, this is all for real. Let's go to the phone line. Just start first with Jerry in Ohio. Jerry, you there?
You guys.
Come on in, sir.
I just wanted to make a quick comment. You're absolutely right. The people have been lied to in the history books. We've been lied to about outer space. We've been lied to about all these diseases. We've been lied to about the economy. You know, they've just dumbed the people down, and they can just come on there and just tell people anything. But the main thing I wanted to ask, what's your opinion about Bill Gates? This biochip, this vaccine chip or whatever they're wanting to put in people, it clearly looks like the mark of the beast to me. So anyway, I'll just let you guys go ahead and run with that. And
okay,
I'll step
Jerry,
back
thank
and listen.
You. All right.
Okay, God bless,
all right.
God bless you guys.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Yeah, this biochip thing is really, folks, it's not. This isn't made up. This is being bandied about right now. How are you going to do it? I have no idea. But I didn't think they'd shut down the whole country over a hyped-up flu vaccine, flu either. But they did, because the people are ignorant, and some are just plain stupid. That's all I can say. But anyway, comment on that, if you would, please, James.
Well, in fact, I'll have a lot more to say about that on Friday of this week. I'm going to be releasing an episode of my podcast specifically about Bill Gates and his connections to what's going on right now, because the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is the largest private foundation in the world right now with over $48 billion of assets on its books, is in absolutely every corner of the field of global health. And that involves vaccine and vaccine manufacturing and vaccine delivery, as well as many other things besides. And I'm going to be documenting that in a way that I hope will be a nice digestible little package that people can send out to other people who aren't aware of Bill Gates's tentacles in all of what's going on right now. But absolutely, one of the key things that Bill Gates have been involved in is the development of various vaccines and the development of a global ID system for identifying people and keeping track of vaccine delivery. And he has been on that bandwagon for a very long time and has been talking about the next pandemic that's coming, and it's going to get you. You watch out. You wait for it. And then Of course, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was one of the sponsors of Event 201, which took place last October in New York, simulating a globally spreading coronavirus pandemic right at the time that we are asked to believe the globally spreading coronavirus pandemic began. So what an amazing coincidence. And now here he is getting as much airtime, more airtime than I think he's ever gotten in his entire life, to be on every channel all around the globe, saying consistently over and over and over, we can't return to normal until basically everyone is vaccinated. And they're now pushing to try to develop and then distribute a vaccine to billions of people. It is coming. And he has also, of course, been funding the research for quantum dye tattoos, as they're called, which will leave a mark in your skin that will be visible via smartphone to see whether or not you have received a vaccine.
True.
That technology has already been developed, and it's coming. Let's put it that way. It is coming.
Well, Bill Gates said, this has been several years ago, he said that if we had the right kind of vaccines and other, and we could cut the world population by 10 to 15%. He didn't say save them. He said cut it if we had the right vaccines and other things to use to do this with. But back in 2010, I shared this Bible study this past weekend. The Rockefeller Institute wrote a paper, 51 pages long, called Scenarios, I think, for the Future. I have to look it up a copy again. But in that, it mentioned, in the future, they mention years and when this could happen. They mention this virus should happen in 2012. There's a little bit off on that. But they mention things in the future about how things will have to be in lockstep. We must have all this done in lockstep worldwide. This was in the Rockefeller Institute 10 years ago when this was written. So this is something, folks, we need to pay attention to, because this is a planned scenario. And we know that we've all fallen already into the ID situation, James, as a whole. We now have digital pictures on driver's license that go to Interpol, or worldwide picture you somewhere in the world. They can trace you where you go. Of course, now they want to do DNA on driver's license. As a matter of fact, some airlines, I believe this was, I forgot where it was, overseas, required a blood test before you get on the plane and fly. Now, that's happening right now. So they're not too far away from saying, all right, if you want to work, buy or sell, as the Bible says about the mark of the beast, if you want to buy, sell, or trade, if you want to take care of your family, if you want to go anywhere, you've got to prove that you've had these vaccinations, and either they're going to do it with a piece of paper at first, or they're going to do it with the dye, the ink, or maybe a chip. I have no idea. But folks, this is for real, and it's now. It's not 10 years from now. It's happening right now. Unless the people stand up and say no to this, and I mean no to this, this is going to happen, and your children are going to curse you one day for your ignorance or apathy, whichever it may be. 844-769-2944 if you want to talk to us. 844-769-2944. This is fulfilling prophecy very quickly. President Trump probably doesn't know this, but he fulfilled a lot of prophecy with his presidency already, folks. It's happening very quickly. James, you go ahead. I mean, take over, but I just can't get over people, that, especially Christians, that can't see this. I can't believe the church is actually shut down because the dictator said they should. I can't believe these things is happening in this country. And as I said, I never thought to see a day when I couldn't even go get a haircut. This is ridiculous. But you go ahead.
Well, I hear that frustration, and trust me, I feel it myself. And it really hits home when you say our children will curse us for this, because that really gets to me, because I think you're exactly right. And I have two small children that I love more than anything in the world. And to think of the world that they are about to be growing up into if we let this unfold the way it is, it pains me to my core. And in fact, I just wrote a letter to the future talking about this subject and basically saying, I'm sorry to my children that this has come to this, and worrying about the type of future that we are leaving for them. If people are interested in that, I would recommend they go to corbettreport.com/letter and read that letter, because that exactly is the point that you're making there, that I cannot believe this is happening. And if we let it happen, then the future is, well, it can't get any bleaker than what we're staring at right now.
I agree. On my grandpa's watch, and of course, my grandpa died 54 years old back in 1962. I was 12 years old, I think. In 1960 when he died. So my grandpa, on his watch, under Roosevelt, they allowed a big push towards socialism. And of course, the Federal Reserve came into being. The money started being destroyed in his lifetime. In my dad's lifetime, of course, they went further into the Johnson administration, the war on poverty, and it grew and grew and grew, and more things coming out. I remember when you used to give out commodities. They didn't have food stamps, but you get some free food. Go to some place to give you a thing of cheese and bread, whatever, called commodities. It was free. Of course, it wasn't free. We paid for it, but it was free to the ones who wouldn't God, I guess, as far as they were concerned. On my watch, my generation, it's gotten much, much worse. We let them start murdering babies. We let the immoral side of America come out of the closet and take over society. And you said it really clear a minute ago. You said, if we let it happen, we are the only generation now that maybe knows what's happening. You know, you're not as old as I am, James, I know that. But you and I can see things so clearly because we look at them with our eyes wide open. We don't pretend like there's everything's hunky-dory. We know it isn't. But if we as a people let this happen, our children are going to pay a hell of a price for our indifference and apathy. You know that.
Unfortunately, I know it all too well, and that's this is why I started the Corbett Report 13 years ago. This is why I do what I do. This is what I've been talking about for over a decade now, and it is happening right now in front of our eyes, and that is why it's so concerning to me, because I don't know if other people quite see the picture that's unfolding, but literally every piece of this puzzle, the economic, the societal, the global government, every piece of this puzzle fits together right now, and it is happening on a scale that I couldn't have even imagined even a couple of months ago. It is happening right in front of our faces, and unfortunately so much of the public seems to be going along with it.
Well, you know, I used to always say that history, and I think prophecy too, to a great extent, it's like putting together a crossword puzzle. Just to put together a puzzle. And it's really slow going to get the borders set up and the main things laid out. But when you're down to the last 10 pieces of a 1,000-piece puzzle, it doesn't take long to put together, does it?
No,
unfortunately. That's where we are now. It's just taking generations to put this puzzle together, to bring forth what we're seeing right now. But it's not going to take them long to finish it off unless people stand up or our God intervenes and people repent and pray for help. It's not going to take them long to finish this puzzle off. We're going to have a very, very clear picture of a brand new world that most of us are not going to like. Jamie, do I down with the last 2 minutes? What do you want to say in closing?
Well, no one knows the hour or the time, and there are reprieves. The people are given reprieves at different times if they stand up to the evil, if they will combat what is going on. They can be given a reprieve, and it is up to us. And at any rate, regardless of whatever is going to happen, which side of history do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the side that sat there and slept while this was happening or let it happen? Or do you want to be one of the ones that stood up? I mean, martyrs in the past have stood up against evil and have paid the ultimate price for it. But at any rate, they did stand up. Will we do the same? That is the question that you have to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself for the sake of not just yourself, but your children and your children's children and the rest of humanity.
Well, I want to say this also before we close. Folks, I read the last chapter in the book. I did. It's called the Bible. We win. Faithfulness to Christ is all it's asked of us. It may cost us a lot of trouble here on earth. It may cost our lives. But we win. The scripture tells us that those endure to the end, the same shall be saved. We can't lose as long as we put our faith in Christ and stand for His truths. Now, people, we have to stand. We have to stand. We have to stand before the evil and say, this is far enough, we're not going any further. Kill us if you like, but we're not going to bow down to you. We're not going to take your chips. We're not going to follow these instructions. And James Corbett, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I'll be calling again in the future if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, brother. God bless. Folks, we love you and see you tomorrow night with Jane McCanny. Folks, help us and pray for us, you don't mind. If you help pay the bills, we appreciate it. But do pray for us, please. Y'all have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.